Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
18 after 7, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. What is irritating the world in 2024? Also, how are tipping attitudes evolving? And how much are we spending? It is Wednesday, 24th of April, 2024. We're Jeff and Jen. And here's some of the day's news that didn't make the news that we think should have on Cincinnati's Q102. Is feeling annoyed the new norm? Two-thirds of people in a poll say they are generally more annoyed now than ever before.
Well, I mean, some little things annoy you each day. You know, when you feel like, oh, man, I'm having such amazing morning. And then red light, red light, red light. That's hard.
Welcome to my world.
See? Red light day.
Or a Prius on the left lane of the lateral going 38.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wake up!
Yeah. Or a Prius and a Subaru in both lanes on the lateral, and there's no passing. Yeah.
Almost half of Americans say they cannot remember the last time they could go a full 24 hours without feeling irritated by something. The average is 3 annoyances a day. That's the average. Some days will be more, some days will be less.
Yeah, like this morning, I was very annoyed by this stapler we have in the studio. It wasn't working. It was jammed. And that was something small that was very annoying.
Was it overfilled or something? What do you think caused
it? I gave
it.
Well, first I slammed my finger in it. So that was not fun.
That's not
fun. And then Tim goes, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. So then he took it from me. But there were a bunch of staples like backed up in it.
Yeah. Let's see. Here are the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter today. Number one, when someone doesn't clean up after their dog, especially if you step in it. That's
uncalled for.
More than an annoyance, that's infuriating.
What about people that don't put their dogs on leashes?
That drives me crazy.
Yep. Oh, he's fine. He's a friendly dog.
Yeah, but he doesn't speak English, so you don't really know.
Right.
It's always the worst because they come running up to your dog.
Oh, they're charging at you. Yeah.
And you're like,
you know, my dog's not friendly, so.
Back up.
Right. Potholes. Being stuck on hold.
Oh, yeah.
What did I deal with? Oh. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it anymore?
I don't want to out the company, but I tried to solve the problem online because I'm that guy. You know, I can do it online.
Mm-hmm.
And online, it said, we're unable to process your request at this time. Please either call this number or we'll try to do it for you on the live chat. And so I go, you know, let's try the live chat. And it said it was going to give me like a live person, like a real live person.
Like connecting you to Tim.
Yeah. You know, it starts out as a bot, but then you're connected with a live person. Well, this live person would send these pre-prepared responses that it was as if they weren't listening or reading a word I was saying. They would just pick out like one key word from it, like you know, account services or, you know, problem with insurance thing. And then it would just automatically direct me to go back and do it on the website.
Yeah.
Which is telling me.
Maddening.
Which is sending me to you. I can't do that. Did you process this request? In order for me to process this request, and then it would be followed with yes.
Oh, I can't.
It was just maddening.
Yeah.
And I even wrote back. I'm like, I'm confused because I'm getting like multiple conflicting responses from you.
Yep.
Yes, I have processed, you know, and now they're annoyed.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me with I paid my car off earlier this year.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the website for who had the loan. And I put in the exact amount that it said that I owed or whatever, the payoff amount.
Right.
Typed it in, put in my routing numbers, etc. Cannot do this online.
Mm.
So then I had to call. And then when you call, the message is like, did you know that you can perform the following things online? And it's like payoff balances, blah, blah. I'm like, nope.
Well,
nope, nope,
I'd be doing that right now if it worked.
I already tried. And you won't let me.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
Too.
I hate it. And it's the attitude behind it. Like, we really don't want to deal with you personally.
Yeah. You know how some of those phone services, though, Jeff, like, have the option? It'll say, we're experiencing high call volume. Plus, press 3 if you want to maintain your place in line and receive a call back.
Right.
I feel like that company is respecting my time.
Yep.
They are not keeping me on hold. They care that I am not listening to that crappy hold music, and they are going to take the time to call me back. And I wish that more companies
would do that.
Had that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to take the humanity out of our business. We'd rather you just do it online. People who don't use turn signals. I saw someone almost get broadsided because they didn't use their turn signal. There was another car who was pulling out of the gas station.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, the car was looking to take a left. And it was waiting for this car to pass. And as the car was passing, it started to pull out onto the road. But the car that was passing was actually turning into the gas station, but didn't use its signal.
Mm-hmm.
So the driver almost plowed right into him. That's why we use turn signals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't rear-end you when you stop short suddenly. Take a left turn. Bad parkers who take up more than one space.
I'm guilty of that. I'm a horrible parker.
We shame people here at the Hubbard Broadcast Center. When someone does that, we take a picture of it and send out a mass email.
We used to. I don't know if that guy works here anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those were great, man. I loved those.
I haven't seen that in a while. I think that was at the old building, Jeff, where the parking was very tight.
Yeah, it was pretty tight. It's one of the reasons why we left. Number 6, you can't remember a password.
Yep.
Slow walkers, especially when you're in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, like when you're at the airport and all you want to do is get to the baggage claim.
Yeah, I'm not an especially fast walker, but I'll at least stay to the right so you can pass me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Cyclists who hog the road. When someone could hold the door for you but doesn't. And the last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll.
Ugh.
Those are the top 10.
Do you guys feel like you're the only one at your house that knows how to replace the toilet paper?
No.
I don't think I have ever had to because it's always full.
Yeah. So you're the one. You're the one that leaves it empty. And she's always the replacer.
Yeah. I was using the upstairs bathroom yesterday and I'm like, oh, we got a whole brand new roll of toilet paper on this thing.
Let me ask you this. Is this...
How'd that magically get there?
Is this a tactic that people do that...
No.
No, hold on. When you're in the bathroom, because this happens here sometimes too. When you're in the... I've never done this, but I feel like other people are guilty of this. Where they see that there is enough on the roll where really they could just use the rest... But because they don't want to change it, they will use just enough to where the next person has to be the one that uses the rest of the roll.
What are you talking about? You've got plenty here for the next time.
Yep. I think it's you.
It's not me. I use up what I need.
Yeah. But if there's just a little bit left, like three squares left, you're not going to leave three squares. You're going to take the three squares, right?
Well, is that not enough for you?
Nah, I mean, it could be, but I don't know. Maybe it's environmentally friendly if you do just leave it for the next person.
You can't work with that?
Yeah, for number one.
A few more that just missed the top 10. Your plans getting canceled at the last second. That's actually a good day as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Sweet.
We're free.
Oh, my God. I'm out of it.
Yeah, but when you're looking to that forward to that event all day and it gets totally right. blown up, you're just a little bit sad, I think.
People on public transportation listening to music without headphones on. And then slow drivers in the passing lane, the left lane.
What about people
passing lane?
FaceTiming at the grocery store, just having full blown FaceTime conversations.
I don't care.
That doesn't bother me. I don't love it, but it doesn't bother
me. It's annoying, I think.
I always find it funny on the days that I'm going to do a snack time with Tim visit and I run into Kroger to grab my snack, which is usually in the produce section.
Yeah. You get the cuties.
But whatever, does not matter what Kroger I am at, it's the day that the senior bus is there. And it's shuffling New Balances.
Oh.
And I'm like, I gotta go. I'm supposed to be at the school in 4 minutes.
Don't they take a different group every day? I feel like they do.
I love them.
They're like, rooms 1 through 10, get on the bus.
That's
We're going to the Krog.
Yeah, I was sitting on an airplane, and the couple in front of us was FaceTiming a family member or something, and you know, one of their grandkids was on, and wouldn't have minded it so much. It was just so damn loud. Like, you know, I realize we haven't taken off yet, and we're just sitting here, but
yeah,
it's just like those FaceTime, just the audio to me are just so ear-piercingly loud.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pick it up and talk to him. I get it.
Well, we want to see you.
Right. Hi.
Yeah. Hey, it's Mom.
I love you. Have fun. Do you ever fight this battle at work? You think you'd get more done if your desk was organized, but also you have zero interest in organizing your desk.
I think that's Tim. Where's the bell?
I'm very organized. I'm very organized over here.
I think organization is something that each person has within themselves a definition of what it is.
Well, there are people who can function in a cluttered environment because in that clutter, they at least know where everything is. And if that works for you, that's fine. But there are other people who work, who, you know, they tend to accumulate clutter. And they don't know where anything is.
I will say that my issue is, and we have a little section over here of drawers where we can keep our items.
Mm-hmm.
So they're put away. I can tell you that once I put something in that drawer, I am never going to think of it again. There is stuff in there from the day we moved into this building that I have never looked at since.
Well, maybe it's...
That's why I like to set it all out, because then I got to remember, oh, yeah, I got to do this thing. I got to write that for Jen. I got to drop that off to Patty. I got to get this to the sales team.
Maybe we're due for a little spring cleaning then, Tim.
Open it up. I dare you.
Is it horrible in there?
Open it up.
Why? Why do you have so much... Like,
because every time it's, here comes corporate, clean your area. I just
hoarding?
Dump crap
you
in
just
there.
Stuff it in
I have opened it once in the last 6 months to get out my deodorant.
Let's do this. How about we set up a goal that by the end of, I don't know, June or May, you can have that area of drawer cleaned up.
So I can put more stuff in it to forget
about?
Well,
just get rid of it. What are you holding on to it for?
Like, is this stuff that you need?
Like, the stuff that's in my crap drawers over here is stuff that we use, right? Spoons, coffee pot.
No, I get
napkins.
All of our seasonal decorations, like the Christmas tie or the bunny ears or props, I guess I should say.
No, see, there's like a whole other drawer that's dedicated just to napkins and utensils.
Yes, and the cleaning products. Jeff and I are big fans of that area.
It gets its own cabinet.
There's also a ton of board games in here that no one plays with.
It's just like laundry. You know why I leave stuff all over the room? So I remember to wear it. If I put it in the drawer, I will look at it in 6 years when I go, I don't have any space for my clothes. And like, oh yeah, I forgot Chris got me this shirt.
I think I'm going to do a contest called Win Tim's Crap. And then we'll just give away all just the stuff.
Randomly give away stuff that he hasn't used yet.
Or he just forgot about or used once.
Got a rubber lobster in there. There's a rubber lobster.
Yeah. See, that's going to be going to caller 20. 5-1.
But I get the sense that even though, like, Tim, yeah, his area is cluttered,
but I know what's here.
Right. You know where everything is. You could find it if we asked you, hey, do you still have that thing? Yeah. Whereas with Jen, she just buys a new one.
Yes, because Jen's challenge is she doesn't know what tote she put it in.
Right.
Because she has some organization, but her organization is put it in a tote.
Yeah. 84% of people, however, say they do feel more productive if their workspace is organized, whether it's an office or a workshop or a retail setting, an operating room, working remotely at home. Yeah. And this is interesting. Over half of the people surveyed said they would describe themselves as professionally organized, but personally chaotic. So things are more of a mess at home and in their personal lives, but you'd never know it because their area at work is so
together,
right? Yeah. That's interesting.
I am challenged with this with my daughter because I often feel like I am an organized person. So often I will go into her room and I will organize everything, like with the little cups for the barrettes and the hair ties and then this and then that. But the way that her brain works, she's so creative and she thinks about so many different things that she has a million other uses for the cups that I have the barrettes in. So she'll just dump out the barrettes and use that cup for something totally different. So I try to get her organized, but because her brain is kind of scattered, she can't put things back where they belong. She wants to use that for pens or paint or whatever else. So I struggle with that.
A lot of people are weighing in on hold times and live chats. Zach says the IRS does not have that callback option. It just says your estimated wait time is 106 minutes.
No.
Yeah, and?
I needed to get a hold of a utility company, won't say which one, in the last month, and I called, and they did the, hey, call in, we'll call you back when it's your turn. I was like, sweet. Called them back yesterday. I waited 43 minutes hoping that I'd get the, we'll call you back prompt. And I never got it.
Uh-oh.
That's happened to me. That's why I'm not as sold on the whole callback option. Like, I like the idea, the concept you're talking about, but I've had that happen to me, too.
But it worked on Monday, but it didn't work on Tuesday. Like, what the heck?
Oh, my eye doctor has it, and I love it. I'm like, beep, call me back. But then I found some other medical offices don't. Like, they want you to hold forever.
That's by design.
Scheduling.
Especially if you're calling about insurance.
Yes, they just want you to hang up.
And I made the point that I get these live chats are typically AI bots.
Mm-hmm.
But on this particular insurance company I was dealing with, they claimed that it was a real person. Like, it would say, right now you're talking to a bot, but we're going to put you through to an actual human. It's Chris's assertion that it's still not a human you're supposedly chatting with, that these companies are using AI bots posing as humans, which is why it only hit on key words and would reply yes to a question of processing. He says, I personally dealt with that and had the company send a survey asking if I could tell it wasn't a human.
And you're like, yeah, nobody talks that way.
Yeah, I could totally.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was, then the bot was fighting it because I was getting like three different responses that were conflicting to the same question.
Yeah. Also, when you call someone and they have maybe outsourced some of their calling and they have those little canned answers.
Yes.
You're like, no, God. I know this is what you're supposed to say, but I am more in depth than that. Mm-hmm. Send me to the next round of people.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about tipping here, guys. The people who aren't frustrated by the tipping epidemic would argue that it's not required, or it's just, you know, a couple bucks here and there, but it does add up. New research claims the average American spends an estimated $454 per year tipping more than they'd like to. And 26% of people say they're always or often put on the spot and guilted into tipping more than they would prefer to. This is not the conventional 15 to 20% tipping at restaurants and for specialized services that we're talking about. It's the recent optional tipping that we're seeing showing up on credit card screens and digital payment apps, or when the so-called suggested tips are higher than usual percentages.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that where they're like, instead of doing like, what is it, like 10, 15, 20, they'll do like
20, 25, 30. Yeah.
Yeah.
That breaks down to an extra $40 extra a month. For some office workers, that may seem low. If they're strong-armed into tips at casual counter service lunch spots or encouraged to tip more than they want for ride shares and for their morning coffee. And there you go.
It's a lot of money every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Is 20% not reasonable anymore? Like,
I think it is.
Still my rule of thumb.
Yeah.
If it blows me away, then I'll go higher. And if you ignore-
but like, aside from ringing me up, don't you have to like do a little more to warrant?
To warrant that, yeah. All those extra things. Sometimes I think they just don't take it off their software. It's easier to have it up there than to.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Like, why is that on me and not on the people paying your salary? By the way, it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So someone had experts list the top distractions that can cause a crash. Here are the top nine. Daydreaming. Cell phones. Looking at stuff outside your vehicles. I occasionally get distracted by, oh, that's a sweet car. Look at that. Oh, that's a nice car.
That happened to me in New York City. I wasn't driving, but some really amazing looking Bentley went down the road and everyone around the area was just like, oh, who is that?
I saw a heating and air conditioning company. When we were in Miami driving to the airport, I saw a billboard that said, your wife is hot. Call us to cool her down. And it would be, you know, this attractive, like super attractive woman, but seemingly like in some kind of distress, like had a, you know, had an exacerbated look on her face kind of. And at the top is like, your wife is hot.
Oh, that's fine.
And then at the bottom, you know, calls such and such heating and air to cool her down or something like that. I thought that was clever. You're welcome, Arling House. You can use that.
I'll send it right over.
Yeah.
Their vans, I see those all the time, though, because they have those bright pink and blue vans with the little happy house on there.
Can't miss them.
And I'll be driving down the road. I'll be like, happy house. Even our daughter does it all the time. It's pretty funny.
Reaching for stuff like something in the back seat. Other passengers, especially dangerous with teen drivers and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Eating and driving. Yeah, I don't like to eat and drive.
You do like to lunch in the car, though.
Yeah, but parked.
Yeah. And plus, the food you're eating, which is usually a salad, is not a very eat and drive friendly situation.
No. Messing with onboard systems, things like the AC or the radio. I feel like it's less distracting, though, if you have an actual button or knob that you can physically touch as Agreed. Opposed to a screen or a touch screen, you know. Mm-hmm. And pets, which is why restraints are for dogs are a good idea. So anyway, there you go. Top nine driving distractions that can cause a crash. Coming up, we're going to talk to, is it Traveling Mia or Mia Travels?
Mia Travels.
Mia Travels.
She came up yesterday because we were talking about people who decide, you know what? I've got a little money saved up. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to cash in. I'm going to sell my car. I'm going to get myself a little camper, a little van, and I'm going to live life in a van down by the river.
On the road, baby.
And that's exactly what she's doing. You know, she's 32 years old and she's living her dream, man. She had a bank job for years. And anyway, she'll tell the whole story. We'll talk to her next. Jeff and Jen, as we continue, Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Now, more Jeff and Jen.
Happy New Kids on the Block Day.
Yay! This is their 35th anniversary of NKOTV. Jeff,
what?
Did you know that?
No.
So very exciting. Today is the day. Yesterday after the show, Tim and I got to talk to Jordan Knight a little bit about New Kids on the Block Day being today. They got a new single out today. And they have a brand new album coming out on May the 17th. And the new album is called Still Kids. And we asked Jordan a little bit about, does he have a favorite song from the album? And what is it?
There's a song on there that Joe McIntyre wrote for my brother. It's called These Are the Better Days. It sounds like a folksy, country-ish type of song. And my brother usually doesn't sing. He's not the Mr. Stand out in front and sing type of guy.
Yeah.
So for him to sing a whole song and it be such a great song, I'm going to have to pick that one as my favorite.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Exactly.
Are you guys considering a more country vibe since that seems to be the way that music is going these days from, you know, Beyonce to Post Malone?
You know what? Who knows? You never know. It's really funny how these trends happen. And I don't know. Was it like, you know, the TV show Yellowstone?
Yeah.
I think that just pulled a lot of people into like kind of living and country music.
Yeah. So the Magic Summer 2024 tour with the New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff, is coming to Riverbend on Friday, June 21st. They are offering 4 packs of lawn tickets for $80 plus applicable fees. If you want to go see the Magic Summer Tour, you can go to Ticketmaster.com or Riverbend.org.
Yeah, and if you want to hear the full interview, and I can tell you up front, Jordan sounded like he just got up.
I think he was battling a little bit of a post-nasal drip or something.
The whole thing is on the Jeff and Jen podcast page if you want to check it out.
You want to check it out. He sounds so fun.
We did ask him if they think Jen is a stalker, so you can go find out what they thought.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, we're giving away daily 4 packs of lawn tickets to the show Friday, June 21st, Riverbend Music Center. And Jordan is the code word today. Jordan. Jen recorded a bunch of code words for you that you can enter after you download the free Q102 app, sign into Q102 Rewards, and open the Q102 app, tap on the Q102 Win NKOTB tickets, type in that day's code word, enter Jordan, and that'll get it done. What NKOTB songs did Jordan sing lead on?
Oh, almost all of them. I'll be loving you forever.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.